Hello, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible. That's so fast. I pray you through the Bible, verse by verse. Happy first day of July. Really grateful to have you here, and just thankful for so many messages I've received over the past month or so of you listening and it blessing you. Received a review from the UK. Just also saw that there's folks in Namibia listening to Pray Every Day. So thank you to all of you who are doing that. All right, so we're continuing our way through the Psalms. We're in Psalm 97 today. And this month, in the month of July, we're going to be reading from the ESV, the English Standard Version of the Bible. And this is what it says. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many coastlands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness are all around him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries all around. His lightnings light up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. All worshippers of images are put to shame, who make their boast in worthless idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, O Lord, are most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. O you who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the lives of his saints. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and joy for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, help us to elevate our eyes today. So many times I look around at my feet, or maybe better said, my navel. I navel gaze, and I think about all the problems that I might be having, or all the obstacles that loom in front of me, or all the pain from the past, or the conundrums and worries of today. And yet you have asked us to look upward. You are the lifter of our heads. And so we looked up to you. And we worship you who has a throne whose foundation is righteousness and justice. And I remember my friend Jimmy Hinton write about this particular verse that I had never really thought about before, that the foundation of your throne is not grace or love. It's actually righteousness and justice, and that how much you love to act justly on behalf of your people and on behalf of your name. And so, Lord, today I pray for the person who is lacking justice and they are fearing the reproach of someone who's been unjust to them. And Lord, I pray for the person who feels unrighteous, who has had a rough week and just looks back on all the mistakes and all the sin, that word hamartia, missing the mark. They have missed the mark this week, and they need to know that you are the righteous one. And as we look forward to the New Testament, knowing that righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne, we see that taken care of in the cross of Jesus, who died and bled for us. And so help us to hold that closely today, that not only does that cross mean that we are beautifully and wonderfully forgiven, but it also means that there is a new way of doing the kingdom, a new way of righteousness, a new way of justice. And so, Lord, when we see injustice today, no matter where it is or what form it takes, help us to hold on to the idea that righteousness and justice are the foundations of who you are. They're the foundations of your throne. And that when we act justly and we do rightly, we are actually walking in your steps. So, Lord, thank you for that. And help us to also revere you and tremble before you and fear you as the holy God. You are holy and we are in need of your holiness. You are great and we are small. You are powerful and we are weak. And so we look to you for our strength. We look to you for sustenance. We look to you for the energy that we need to complete this day with joy and intention. Lord, I pray for the mom who is just scattered about her kids and really, really tired today. And I pray you give her strength. I pray for the dad who's overwhelmed in the same ways of how to be a good father and how to love his kids. I pray for the single person who feels bereft and lonely. And I pray that you would be enough for them. I pray for the widow and I pray for the orphan. And I pray, Lord, I know that you are close to those who are brokenhearted. And so I pray that you would be with them all today. Be with us all, Lord, as we try to navigate life in this crazy world. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Hey, we have a new sponsor today, and I am super excited about it. Ann Coker has written, or actually she has edited, a book called Prayers for the People. And the story behind this book is really beautiful, and you can find it wherever books are sold. But you can go into Amazon or in any of those other places and put in Prayers for the People and the last name Coker, which is C-O-K-E-R, and you'll find it. So her husband, William, Bill, was a pastor and always wrote his own prayers. And in the past couple of years, he's been battling dementia. And Anne has been approached by her church to say, could you please compile a list of your husband's prayers? And so this book is that. And it is a treasure trove of richness for the church. We forget, I think, that shepherds are important for the church. Those who truly love the people that they are shepherding, we've kind of gotten away from that. So here are prayers written by someone who shepherded his sheep. And what a beautiful thing. Kind of reminds me of the fact that My Utmost for His Highest, which is my favorite devotional, was compiled by Oswald Chambers' wife. And in this same way, Anne has compiled the prayers of her husband. So again, it's called Prayers for the People. There's a link in prayeveryday.show if you'd like a direct link. And I hope that book blesses you and brings glory to the church.